Roni's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show. Our website is jrdonline.com. Our email is jeff.roni@gmail.com. If you want to leave us a voicemail, call us at 714-929-7857. We're on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. So stay connected to us and on with the show. Hey, guys, thanks for coming back. And we're going to pick up our interview where we left off last time with Mr. Doug Rapson. Here we go. You mentioned meeting people online and then also meeting them in real life. It is possible, isn't it, to cultivate relationships on this kind of cold, steely internet?
It really is. And the interesting thing, you know, everybody, especially when you talk about kids now, you know, people are so aware of, or they hopefully should be aware of, what their kids are doing online. Now, boy isn't quite to the point where he's got a MySpace page or you know, chatting with people and so on and so forth. So, you know, on the one side, you know, I want to be very careful. I want to be very mindful of what he's doing. But then, you know, for people certainly who are of, you know, a slightly older persuasion, mm-hmm. You know, as you get into your 20s, you know, even in your teens, there are these opportunities that, if managed properly, you know, once you make sure that you're not communicating with somebody who might be a few burgers short of a happy meal, right. You know, you've got these great opportunities to share these enthusiasms that, I mean, Zach Ricks is a perfect example. You know, he does this Geek Survival Guide program, and we got to talking through email, and I was listening to his show and he was listening to mine, and we actually ended up, you know, a year or so ago starting another podcast where we're each doing the solo podcaster routine, and now we're doing Gut Check Cast, which originally started out as an opportunity for us to keep each other on the straight and narrow with our efforts to lose a little bit of weight. And after year one, it sort of developed and became this new idea where we're talking, why did we want to lose the weight? Well, in both of our cases, we wanted to lose it so we could have a better, healthier lifestyle and enjoy our families more. And it's sort of evolved into this opportunity of looking at, okay, well, what other sorts of things in our lives do we do to make the most of our time with our families? And so we've talked about things that we have brought forward from our kid, you know, hood to sharing with our children and so on and so forth. But there are all of these amazing people. When I was doing the show, I had been doing the show maybe for about 2 years or so, Geek Acres, and I started corresponding with a young lady who was saying, you know, how much she was enjoying the show, and that just really meant so much to me. And then she said, you know, I'm thinking about getting into this space myself, and what would you recommend? And I'm not by any means an expert in the field, but, you know, I just shared the sorts of things that I had with her, and within, you know, 6 months to or so, you know, she had started her own program. And now MA and PA has a great show called Better Late Than Never. And she started out by doing it as a single mom. And since then, she's got married. And now she includes her husband, who was also doing a little bit of podcasting at the time. They actually, you know, met online and he proposed via Twitter. I mean, it's the quintessential, you know, geek. Mm-hmm. Geek, you know, love story developing right there in front of your eyes. But I've just had the opportunity to meet so many cool people, you know, both here in the States and even some people that I've talked with, you know, overseas, that, you know, who knows, someday, maybe.
Well, now, okay, Geek Acres is about you and your experiences with just entertainment and technology and I think kind of life in general. But give me something that you, when you experienced it or see or learned about it, that you say, ah, that's for Geek Acres. What does it for you?
Well, this week is a perfect example. I mean, I as everybody, I'm sure, well, maybe not everybody, but probably as a good chunk of the geek population is aware, they just came out with the new iPhones and also the upgrade to the operating system. And I don't have an iPhone, but I do have a Touch that I enjoy immensely. I mean, it's just become such a multi-purpose device for me. And I geek out about lots of things, like you said. I mean, I love the television. I love the technology. I love the movies. And this is a great thing for me to talk about. So I thought I was going to talk about the operating system and the fact that we now have copy and paste. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that really kind of tickled me was the fact that I ended up taking a look at some other things. And one of the things, and I can't say that it was related to upgrading to 3.0, but Twitterific, which is my Twitter client on there, kind of took a dump on me and it just started behaving erratically. And I wasn't really, you know, like, what on earth is going on with this? So I went out and looked, and sure enough, there was an upgrade available. So I went out there and downloaded that. And man, I started looking through this. I'm like, I can't believe all the things that they have put into here now. You know, you've got filters where you can filter it by, you know, things that I have put out there on the tweet stream or things that different authors have. And once you select someone within your stream, one message, you can look at a thread of messages that is related to, or you can jump right to their page. I mean, it's pretty much the entire Twitter experience right there in the palm of your hand. I said, oh man, this is great. I've got to talk about this. So on this week's episode, we will be doing exactly that.
Now, I love my iPhone. I was very fortunate enough. That was the birthday/Christmas gift for me and my wife. And love it. Enjoy it. However, I'll even roll him around in a wheelchair. I want Steve Jobs to follow me around and make sure and help me charge up my iPhone when it starts to drop. I want him to experience that because the battery life is the only thing I really don't like. I like everything else. It is fantastic. Love it. You know, one of my favorite apps is called OOTunes, OOTunes. And that's where you can use your iPhone to pick up radio stations from like Los Angeles and wherever you were. You know, so yeah, I think we're really on the verge of taking your PC and putting it in your hand. And that's very exciting because there's so many things you can do. I mean, you have to get a 3GS to do video, but anyway, it's just, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say they are an amazing device, and not just the iPhone and the iTouch, but just a lot of one of the things I thought about when I first started talking about podcasting was I was thinking about calling my show The Cheap Geek because a lot of times I am so caught up in the technology and everything like that, but I'm just not willing to plunk down my hard-earned money for certain things. And so, you know, this is probably one example, you know, picking up my iTouch here, that I was willing to be right there on the cutting edge. But I have friends, you know, who have the new touchscreen phones, you know, whether it's the BlackBerry or any of the different, you know, the iPhone and so on and so forth. And as much as I love my touch, boy, man, I look at them and say, wow, you know, I can get online, you know, if I'm at Starbucks or if I'm at home or whatever, sitting up in the living room. But, you know, they can, you know, pick up and go. And another thing that some of my friends just recently discovered who have these devices is Twitter. They saw me, you know, using it and said, oh, what's that all about? You know, and now they've got Twitter on their phones. And the fact that they can access – so I guess I envy you, sir, in the fact that you're able to access your internet on the go and so forth. But you're right. I mean, these phones – are becoming these amazing, incredible devices that have the ability to keep us on schedule, to, you know, entertain us, to certainly to keep us interconnected together. Twitter is an excellent example of that. You know, how if you have the right application, you know, and you're so inclined to do it. One of the guys who just discovered it, who has one of these phones, you know, discovered Twitter about a week and a half ago. Also love the fact that you, through TwitPic, could post stuff. So he is headed south on vacation just this weekend from the Pennsylvania area down to Florida, and he's been TwitPicking along the way. You know, wow. Oh, I just passed south of the border or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, now I'm in Jacksonville. So it's just really amazing how we can get these little snippets of people's lives. I don't know. It's just very, very cool.
Okay. I'm going to do a geek dump, and I'm going to try and kind of keep it contained. Number one, there was a guy on CNN that was poo-pooing Twitter. I wanted to drive down there and do something passive aggressive against him. I don't know what it would have been. Maybe kind of be in an elevator in front of him and just not move when his floor appeared. Something. But because of Iran, Twitter has now risen to the top. And it's no longer, you know, Ashton and Oprah saying, I'm hungry, you know. I don't know what to do tonight. You know, it's not that. It's very important now. And I knew that it would become important. And I went to go see Star Trek, and there was a gentleman causing trouble. He couldn't find a seat together with his girlfriend. And at the time, I was recording audio before the film started. And so I caught his little ranting on audio. And so there's a little four-part deal. I'm going to release that. I'm going to release my thoughts about it. I'm going to release the review of the film. But I'm also going to release this discussion about using a mobile device plus Twitter plus TwitPics and obviously probably audio as well to possibly document crimes. When you have a big group of people like that to go see Star Trek, let's say, there's probably 100, maybe more iPhones. If something happens, many people can take photos in different directions. So now you have a mobile device becoming a security device. Now, how that's used, that's going to be the question, because even people on the news are saying, you know, these are from YouTube. We cannot verify that this is da 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 da. But I think it's interesting now that instead of Big Brother, you know, watching us, we're actually watching each other with this. So I think there's a fun side to it, but I also think that there could be a helpful / dangerous side. But I think we're going to see some very interesting tech things that are going to invade real life. I mean, now we have verifying Twitter accounts. What in the heck? I mean, if it stays up long enough without the fail whale, and now we got a verified account. So, I mean, what do you think about the future of technology? What are your thoughts with that?
With great power comes great responsibility. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I think for people who think that Twitter is all about, you know, oh, I just had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I think they're missing the boat. Mm-hmm. There is so much potential here, not only to keep us interconnected, but like you said, to be basically a community watch or something along those lines, to report what is happening around the world, because we can see what's happening in Iran by watching the television, by watching CNN or your local news or what have you. But when you've got people who are actually on the ground who are saying, oh my gosh, they just fired tear gas at us or that sort of thing, or people in the free part of the world, retweeting proxies so that this information can get out. And so, we can help those people stay interconnected. It really becomes an amazing tool.
Mm-hmm. In the future of the show, what is your dream episode? What do you want to do? Have you already done it?
Oh wow, that's an excellent question. One of my big dream episodes that I was fortunate enough to do really before she took off, because I can't see it ever happening again. I had made contact with Callie Lewis before she had maybe 8-10 episodes up on Geek Brief. Mm-hmm. And I actually had an opportunity to interview her and did a two-part interview with her. And she is just one of the most amazingly nice people that you will ever want to meet. Mm-hmm. I also wouldn't mind interviewing, because I met him twice now, J.C. Hutchins. Mm. Again, very, very cool. So excited for him that his book, Personal Effects Dark Art, right now is taking off, because, I mean, again, nicer guy you would never want to meet, you would ever want to meet. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, as far as the show goes, I take it a day at a time. I don't do a whole lot of interviews. It's more about me. Sure. Talking about what I think is cool, and hopefully making some sort of connection with other people, whether they agree with me or whether they totally disagree with me. I mean, I'm a Christian, mm-hmm. and my show is not about that. But there have been a few opportunities for me to talk about things that I thought were cool. And there have been one or two occasions when I've stuck my head up, you know, and a lot of my fans have tried to, you know, basically take it right off at the neck.
Right.
And that's cool. You know, that's fine. This is a great opportunity for people to have a dialogue. And, you know, I'm not saying that you have to agree with what I believe, but by the same token, this show, whether I'm talking about my faith system or whether I'm talking about Battlestar Galactica, is what I think is cool. And if you like that, that's great. I hope you'll stick around. If you don't, well, you know, it's been nice knowing you.
Well, I want to kind of gingerly step out here, and you can just kind of be quiet if you want and just kind of clear your throat or something. But I find it amazing that that I don't see Christians kind of running around and shutting down atheists and agnostics. However, I see the other camp running around trying to sanitize the planet from any cross or nativity scene or whatever. And the only question is, number one, what are they afraid of? Number two, I want to say is, can't we all exist together and have, you know, disagreeing views? It is okay. I'm making this announcement to the whole world. It's okay to agree to disagree. That's really what life is about. That's how you learn. You know, because if you start shutting down one mindset, look back in history, that's kind of a frightening thing. And they kind of hang it over, oh, it's a separation of church and state. Let's look that up in the Constitution. Go ahead. Check it out and bring it back to me when you find it. And I'll just go on and live my life because it's not there. So, you know, we need to learn to not only listen, but to talk and not to shut down if we don't agree. And I just, you know, it's not a danger point. And it's funny because people will police the internet like it's the ACLU land. And it's not. I exist here. I have my thoughts, and you do, and other people do. But it's not free of religious thought. And when it becomes free religious thought, it's going to be a dangerous place. I don't know. I think we can all learn from each other. And yes, Christians can learn from atheists. That's true. And I keep my ears open. But I just want to just encourage you to just continue to be you. You know the sides. You know the boundaries. But just be you.
I mean, that's the thing. You know, on my show, I talk about Ben Stein one week and his documentary that he did. And on the next week, I'm talking about Scott Sigler and his amazing writing. So there's a lot of things to be put out there. And again, like you said, you know, we've all got to be willing to share our ideas. I don't think, you know, there's other people that come immediately to mind, and I'm not going to name names, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of people who are not afraid to put their belief system out there and say, this is who I am, and be really up in your face about it. And so I think I've got to take the same approach and say, well, this is who I am.
Right.
And this is where I'm coming from. And, you know, I like this and I like this and I'm not so keen on that. And, you know, hopefully we can have a dialogue.
Doug, yeah, this was a great time to finally get you behind the mic and have a chance to really kind of learn about you and where you've come from and who you are and where you're going. So I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I'm tickled pink that you felt that it was worthwhile to sit down and talk, and I've really enjoyed it.
Fantastic. Now tell folks where they can find you, Geek Acres, kind of where you hang out on this interwebs.
Well, let's see. You can certainly find me on Twitter. I am Geek Acres there as one word. You can also find me and my podcasting efforts at primarily two locations, geekacres.net. Or if you are enjoying a two-person dialogue and maybe trying to lose some weight in the process, you can check me out at gutcheckcast.info. And Zach Ricks and I would be ever so glad to have you come along and take a listen to that as well.
Fantastic. Please, if you're listening, check this group of works out and really connect with Doug. He's a nice guy. I mean, if you got a question for him or, you know, you want to say, great show, that's all. You know, just kind of take your step out there. If you're not a Twitter person, you can actually contact me. I've got a page on my site, What is Twitter? Kind of explains it for you. So, but get out out there, connect with Doug, listen to his show, you know. It's free. So, I mean, I don't know, that and breathing air is free. So
just doesn't get any better than free.
Nah, that's true. So thanks again, Doug, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com. Roni's Own Radio is a proud member of the Christian New Media Group. You can find more information at cnmg.roniezone.com. And drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.